Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 6th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn down 3¾ cents at 636, May wheat down 11 cents at 697¾, and May beans down 5¼ at 1513½. And the May wheat, this is a new low for this leg of the move. Haven't again been this low since September of 2021. Certainly, you know, continues to look weak out here, but, you know, I think maybe we'll get a little support from Wednesday. The dollar is down 10 ticks at 104.38. I don't think that'll have much difference out here. We did sell 110,000 metric tons of corn to Japan, 182,000 corn to unknown. That could be the Chinese buying. If it is, it's only, you know, just a few cargoes out here, and certainly not huge buying by any stretch of the imagination. The WASD report on Wednesday is going to be what folks are looking forward to this week, particularly the Argentinian production numbers. Most people are in the range now of 30 to 32 million metric tons on the beans. I think that's too low. I don't think the government's going to come out with a number that low this early. Corn production is pegged at around 36 to 39 million metric tons. Again, I don't know that the USDA will go that low this early. The Brazilian bean harvest is now about 50% done, a little bit behind averages, but certainly moving forward. They've had plenty of rains. I think these crops are going to be better than anybody thinks out here. There was no movement on the Russian grain agreement overnight. The Russians didn't make any comments. Turkey is trying to get involved and trying to get something done here, but nothing done so far. We're seeing that we're getting some seed delays, seed planting delays in the Delta for their spring crops. They've got plenty of rains down there for the time being, but they'll get it in, maybe a little bit late, but they'll get it in. Safra has cut the Brazilian bean estimate down to 152.4. That's down a million metric tons. I personally think it's higher than that. I think we're going to be one closer to 155 when it's all said and done. So overall, you know, the wheat dragged the corn and beans down. The meal is still strong. It was up $2 overnight. The oil was down 63 ticks. Crude oil is currently down 77 a barrel at 60 off the lows, but a dollar off the highs from last night. Dow Jones looks to open up steady. The bond's up a half a basis point. Looks really like a fairly quiet day, except for the wheat market out here. If we close, you know, anywhere near the lows today, it's going to certainly look weak on the charts. Markets have done a pretty good job of correcting the oversold conditions in corn, wheat, and beans. Now we'll see if they're going to break the new lows, see if they're going to follow the wheat down. Corn and beans should be relatively firm going into the WASD with production cuts, but we'll have to see. Yeah, we don't hear about the total South American crop in corn and beans, which I think is going to be more than adequate to cover anybody's needs. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.